Good evening, dear friends. I welcome you.
An event will take place on your YouTube receivers today, after which you may not recognize yourself in the mirror. Be careful. Well, you might be fine, but maybe your husband or wife might not recognize you either, and therefore some kind of family conflict might arise.
Why will this happen?
Because your rejuvenation will begin from today. The rejuvenation of your face, dear friends.
So, friends, who can guess why our face starts to look older?
It's not the wrinkles that age it. It's the puffiness that ages our face. The swelling enlarges our face. That is, if you pay attention, take a look.
Well, so as not to get upset not at your own photo, but at the photo of your husband or wife, and notice how his face changed with age, here at different ages.
You'll see that the face becomes wider, larger. Here's a second chin. Here's another one that appeared from somewhere. Even the nose increases in volume, while the eyes, on the contrary, decrease.
Here it also hangs over from the top.
This is all that cannot come from the head. To leave, this is all swelling. This is all a consequence of venous lymphatic outflow disruption, dear friends. We all already know how to restore our neck, restore the sternocleidomastoid muscles, so that our face looks young with you. But we have never touched our face directly. We have never touched our face with our hands. And now the time has come.
Dear friends, now we will finally touch our face.
So what will concern us?
Right here, this nasolabial fold. It annoys us. We need to remove it.
The drooping eyelid, nobody likes it.
Some people like it. If someone doesn't like it, nobody likes it.
Here, this crease between the eyebrows. Who loves her? And what do we have here?
Here it is.
Also on the forehead. And the second chin as well.
How to remove all this?
Listen carefully, take notes, then use them. We don't recognize ourselves in the mirror. We become cheerful, young boys and girls.
I'll demonstrate now. Observe and try instantly. We hold the phone with one hand, and with the other hand we poke around in our face. Dear friends, we rejuvenate.
Be careful, friends. Don't overdo it, or they'll ask you, what boy has come here? What girls are here?
So, what do you want to start with?
Let's start by removing this nasolabial fold, because it will age us. It forms from swelling, from impaired outflow in this area.
So, here we have the cheekbone.
It is located right here. We have this nasolabial fold right here.
But I'm not showing this just for beauty.
That is, those who care about beauty, don't forget that this is also very beneficial for health, because this swelling on the face indicates that the venous lymphatic outflow from your head, from your brain, is disrupted. Everything negatively affects it, including him.
Because of the blood supply to the head, as long as it's good, we're also in our right minds.
As soon as something goes wrong, everything starts all over again.
Friends, now we will do an exercise together that will help us restore the blood circulation of the brain.
These exercises, they help us restore our memory and brain.
Look, so our task is to first find the lower edge of this cheekbone, the zygomatic arch. You can feel it right here on your face with any fingers, not just the thumbs.
Just like that, you touched it, you felt it.
And now, your task is to trace along the edge of this cheekbone, starting right here from the side of the nose.
And to start with, the motion you make is a bit back and forth, not just pressing down. That is, you press and move your fingers along the bone. Right here, you can find various hardenings, you can find painful areas,
and your initial task is to work through all these places.
Found a hardening, a painful area. Press on it, apply pressure.
Do a little bit of movement. That is, do it back and forth.
And these all painful areas. Get acquainted with your face in general. Not only in the mirror, but also touch it.
That is, you work through this entire area in this way.
Now, the next step is to move from the nose here along the lower edge.
Here are your cheekbones.
That is, from the nose you go here, 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 here. Make such a movement.
We'll make it towards the ear for now.
Towards your own ear canal. aim for the ear. You can do it like this with your fingers. You moved here, 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 and here, then reach the ear. Do it as you prefer. So you press. Here's another important point. That is, your hands should slide a little. You can lubricate with some cream or skin. If it's oily, and it will slide like that. But if not, if it's dry, you can use a little bit of well water. Yes, artesian or tap water. If you were born in the city and make this movement here like this, you can use different creams. You have some kind of cream, right? Which doesn't help anyway. Also use it, at least like this, so that your hands slide. You've done about 10-15 of these movements. You can take turns, one hand while the other is busy. You're watching, now hold. For example, who's watching from the phone? Like this. Hold with one hand. Do the phone with the other. That's it. Everything goes along the bottom edge. We do this due to its relation to lymphatic channels. We also didn't mention something. Right here, our eyelid starts to droop with age, just like this. Our eyes also decrease in size. They become narrow, as if slits. We can't see anything above. We don't look up, because it's drooping right here. It's all in our way. Right here, we have muscles. Right here, we have several muscles that lift the corner of the mouth and the upper lip upwards. That is, they start right from the nose, going towards the lip. And very often, because this muscle is used quite frequently when we talk, it gets tense. And when this muscle shortens, it pulls the lips slightly upwards. This is its part. And this is exactly how this fold is formed. So, we need to make this movement from the nose down to the lip, right along the bone, like this. That is, you press on your bone, make this stroking movement along this muscle, you make a movement right here. So, your task now is to first run your finger along the nasal bone like this. Find somewhere where there are painful points, where there are not. You can do this right here to the corner of the mouth. And with this kind of movement, starting from the nose, you can also do it from one side, then from the other side, starting from the nose. We don't do it here sideways along the cheekbone, but we make a downward movement right here. We're not doing this to reduce swelling anymore. We do this to relieve the spasm, to relax this muscle that slightly lifts this lip up and forms this unpleasant, dissatisfied facial expression on one side and on the other side. That is, this muscle is often in a tense, spasmodic state. So you work it out about 10 times on one side. You can do it 10 times on the other side. After that, go over the area here again. Yes, the one we worked on, to remove the swelling from here. You make a movement right here towards the ear. Well, and for the next step, let's do the eyes a little bit. We'll widen this part here. Also from the forehead, we need to remove the swelling. Because then, when this forehead muscle starts working, it strains here, and these longitudinal wrinkles form. Yes, all because such swelling forms. Let's start by relaxing this very one. This muscle here, which is located between our eyebrows. To do this, you make a movement from the nose just upwards from the nose up here to start with. From the top edge of the nose, move upwards in the center, slightly to one side, from one side, slightly to the other side. Also from one side, from both sides. We made a movement in the center. You can do it like this. You can do it like that. Here, your task is to relax the muscle. You can use different positions, use your hands, fingers, whatever is convenient for you. And with the second movement, we start to remove the swelling from here, from the forehead. You can hold your fingers like this. Also, press down. And we start here, again behind the ear. Make the movement here, from behind the ear, here, here, straight, that is, here. Here, 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 behind the ear, from the table, from the cheeks. That is, you can make such a movement once. You can't make several, right? To the temples, and then after that, you made several movements back here, and then made behind the ear, Then take where your eyebrow is right under the eyebrow where the lower edge is here, the eye sockets, and also make the same movement here and behind the ear. Made several movements you can do in a row to the temple. And then here behind the ear also, from the other side. First, made several movements to the temple, and behind the ear, and then again all over the forehead, a little from the bottom, up to the temple and behind the ear. Well, what friends? Let's finish with the chin. With you. Yes, here the lower edge of the jaw. We also press on the temple and behind the ear, and then pressed made a movement here. Right along the lower edge of the jaw, you make a movement here, like this. That is, you help the lymph that drains poorly, which has been stagnant there for several years. It is on you here, you finally help it to leave from here. Positive effect for those who do not chase beauty. All these procedures, but the case will breathe, because very often when swelling occurs on the face, it also occurs simultaneously in the nasopharynx. And when you do all this, your outflow from the nasal mucosa also improves. So now we have learned how to eliminate swelling of our face. But there is another component that affects the youth and freshness of our appearance. This is the state of our own muscles as we pump the gluteal muscles. Yes, biceps, triceps. So the facial muscles also need a load. Very often, part of these muscles is also in imbalance. Some muscles are well developed, other muscles are poorly developed. The corner of the mouth drops the muscle that drops. Powerful one that raises poorly developed. What to do with them? How to train them? It's impossible, yes. How, for example, to lift a dumbbell? How will you lift a dumbbell with your lip? It won't work. There is a special exercise for these muscles. If there is a desire, there is an opportunity. See you in the next video, and I will show you all this in the comments. Write whether you want it or not. If you don't want it, don't. Who doesn't offer you? I won't shoot it for you violently, but if you want to with pleasure, well, friends, congratulations. You have become younger by 20 years after this procedure. This needs to be repeated every day. Once a day is enough. You can do it in the morning. You can do it in the evening. If you want to look younger in the morning, do it in the morning. And such a procedure allows you to rejuvenate, regardless of your ages, dear friends. Well, the audience, I see, has become younger. I now say goodbye to you boys and girls. Boys and girls, until new broadcasts. Youth.